Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version for Tuesday, May 11th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Myanmar, where Christians are under siege between Buddhists and army attacks. The government is opposed to the spread of Christianity and is trying to suppress church growth. Evangelical Baptist Missions David Haig says it gets intense, but they've just formalized an alliance to train the existing church.
The goal of the partnership is to evangelize those of the leading tribe and to establish churches among those who are evangelized. Over the past 15 years or so, they've established an indigenous Bible college. It's called the Hanson Baptist Bible College.
Next, for just the third time in the ministry's history, Send International has a new general director. 42-year-old Warren Jansen will be taking over for Frank Severn, who served in the position since 1980. Jansen says global mobilization is just one challenge facing Send.
There are a number of host country Christians who want to join in God's kingdom work, and I'm told that we have enough contacts right now from non-North American countries to fill all of our current personal needs. But the real challenge then is in mobilizing those people, and that is specifically in terms of finances and visas.
And the World Bible Translation Center wants to print and distribute another 80,000 of its easy-to-read Chinese Bibles inside China this year. Over 200,000 scripture portions, along with an additional 20,000 of the center's Chinese Bibles, are scheduled to be printed and distributed in China this fall. Pray for this ministry and its distribution partners who are doing all they can to see this happen. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, In the Image of God, from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.